A working committee has been put together by the Women and Children's Affairs Ministry to develop an action plan to decamp alleged witches in the northern region. The committee will, among other things, develop strategies that will provide basic social amenities as they work to reintegrate them into the society. The country director of ActionAid Ghana, Adra Kwarteng Kluviche, admits that decamping these witches will take a long-term planning and go through a lot of processes. She said ActionAid believes that the witches' camp will be banned gradually.
We are not at all in conflict with what the witches are saying, and none of our efforts have proved futile. The alleged witches are saying exactly what ActionAid Ghana has been saying from the beginning, that disbanding the witches' camps cannot be done overnight. We have to ensure that the communities to which these women will be reintegrated are prepared to accept them, and that they are able to live there in peace and safety and enjoying all the human rights to which they are entitled. So no, our efforts are not proving futile. No, there's no disconnect between what ActionAid Ghana is saying, what the Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs is saying, and what the alleged witches themselves are saying.
Is it really important to move them from where they are?
Oh yes, it is important to move them from where they are. The disbandment of the witches' camps is not an event. It will be a process that will have to be done over time. So the disbandment of the witches' camps will not happen overnight. It is something that we must plan and strategize for, which is why ActionAid Ghana is so happy at the outcome of the two-day meeting yesterday. We called together a working committee to start looking at developing an action plan that will lead to the total disbandment of the witching camp. No, we are going to now develop an action so that we have the considered step by which we are going to be able to disband this camp. And it will comprise the alleged witches themselves. It will include the tindanes and the priests of the camp. It will include the statutory sector, including Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs, so that we can really plan and put in place a well thought out strategy so that we are able to take steps to disband these camps and to reintegrate these women safely. For example, we have to make sure that the communities that brand these women as, we can change their mindset. We need to work with the elderly and the children to change their views. We need to work with the police, with DOFSU, to ensure that these women are protected. When there are these allegations, that they step in immediately to protect them. We need to ensure that the women themselves, elderly women, because usually these are older women, know that when there's an allegation, they go straight to the police. So the police need training, the women need training, the communities need awareness and sensitization. And then we also have to find some sort of economic livelihood for these women, because we don't want them to go back and be a burden. So if it is even twisting yarn or maybe setting them up into a cooperative so that they are able to look after themselves, because a lot of them have been in these camps for a long time. So these are only some of the things we need to do.
It seems quite a tedious work to do.
It's not tedious. I wouldn't say tedious. I think it is a complex and a long-term difficult task.
Meaning that until the mind of the people is changed from the perception that these alleged witches are still going to be where they are, and more people.
Well, the country director of ActionAid Ghana, Adra Kwarteng Kluviche, talking to Gloria Anderson.